Joseph came up to stand beside Finbar.
But they're all wrecked beyond repair. What do you suppose happened here, Finn?
He asked.
Happened? Nothing, mate. They've all been thrown up here by the sea, blown toward this island during storms and forced through that gap in the rocks on flood tides. Ah, well, mates, one beast's ill wind is another's good fortune. We'll soon find us a spanking good rudder in this cove.
Joseph scouted out a good axe. Logalog took a broken and chipped sword to serve as a saw, and Finbar found his heavy mallet. Pale Queen nosed into the soft sands of the shallows, and a trio of rudder finders prepared to wade ashore. Rosie pouted a little.
Bit of a bore, what? All of us cooped up here on board. We could be off into those woods looking for fresh water and provisions.
The bellmaker wagged a warning paw at her.
Stay where you are, Rosie Woodsorrel, and pay attention to Finbar. We don't want the crew wandering loose about this island. You never know what beasts may be lurking inland.
A rudder was found sticking from the stern of a high-beached wreck. They got to work immediately, and using the mallet and the axe, Logalog and Joseph unpinned it from its moorings. Finbar stood on the deck of the wreck.
This has been a fast corsair craft in her day. Single-masted and flat-bottomed for coastal raiding. Aye, aye, why don't we use her mainmast to replace our broken one?
Rufe and his two friends attached themselves to a party of shrews who came aboard to remove the mast. It was hard and heavy work under the hot noonday sun. Rosie had given up sulking and appointed herself cook. She and Formal were in the galley, inventing a huge mixed fruit and honey pudding for the evening meal.
Where's the candied chestnuts got to? Formal, you villain! Stop nibbling them and pass them here.
The mole relinquished the nuts with a guilty smile.
Brr, they'm good uns. Me and the abbot picked them last autumn. They've been soaking in a cask of honey ever since. Oh, I teeny do love a good candy chestnutter. Oh, I.
Rosie stuffed several in her mouth and spoke around them.
So do I. Do you think it's worth saving any for the crew?
Pearl Queen's crew worked late into the evening, on Finbar's urging.
Fix her today, sail away tomorrow, mates. That's the ticket. Besides, I don't like hanging around on this island. I got a funny feeling in me stomach about the place. 'Tis too nice.
Joseph wielded the mallet, hammering home the last copper spikes that held the rudder brackets in place. He tested the tiller and found it swung well.
There. A good job well done. How's the mast coming along, Logalog? Nearly there?
Aye, almost ready.
The shrew chieftain called up from the forward hold.
I'm seating it in pitch and corking it tight with oakum, so it'll be waterproof and stand firm.
Formal and Rosie poked their heads from the galley.
We've got nice cool tober ale, you're free.
And a Pearl Queen pudding, though you chaps best hurry or it'll start sticking to the stove.